Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games. With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes, Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture. Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEDGamesAU.
My name is Evie, and I'm here with
Millie,
Caitlin,
Ronnie.
And I'm
the musician.
That Ronnie. Wasn't even planned, but it could have been spontaneous magic.
Could have been. Yeah. Except I can't hear anything, Evie, so I don't trust my pitching abilities.
Oh ever. No!
Oh, I don't trust mine either. But just
actually,
do
yeah,
it.
You're the singer here.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. She's the singer. She
yeah,
doesn't
I'm the singer,
even
but
sing.
No.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right.
It's all right.
She only performs right. for cash.
Yes,
that's fair and valid.
Let me find my 20-cent piece that I dropped earlier. Will I get me one note?
One note?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's yeah, it. That's it. Okay. All right.
It's one of those days.
Yeah.
bit loose.
It's because there's no, you know, men in here to keep
yeah,
us
no
reining.
Men in
here.
Yeah, we're having a fun time.
Who needs men?
Not me.
Most of us sure. are pretty gay, so none
I'm
of us really.
I'm also the one with a boyfriend.
Yeah. What are you doing, Ronnie?
Apparently, I...
The yeah. one who asked the question why you need men, the only one with a man in a life.
Basically.
Yeah.
Should make a video.
I mean, that's a pretty common thing, though. You know, when you have a man in your life, you go, why?
Why this?
You, open this jar. Thank you. That's all I need to do.
Yeah, I do use...
Can you reach that high opening? Thing? Thanks.
Thanks.
Yep,
bye.
That too.
Bye.
I need help with reaching
Can you drive me
things.
Somewhere? Thanks.
Yep, exactly. This is it. This
hey,
is
can
it.
You reach that? Never mind. I bought a stepping stool. You can leave now.
Bye.
Bye. I'm still vertically challenged, so I still need help.
That's
even with a stepping stool.
Oh.
You're pretty light, though. Someone could throw you up to the top shelf.
Yes, but I would need somebody to do that.
Just yeet.
Hence the... Male.
Okay,
yeah.
Male in the equation.
Yeah.
We'll invest in a stepping stool. It's okay.
I'll need an actual ladder to get to the top shelf.
Do That's it. Fine.
Anyway, apart from our height disadvantages and our womanliness, let's be going on.
Suffering.
Pain.
I started my master's degree, which
wow,
I
let's talk about that.
No, but really, we think we've all done some good stuff recently.
Yeah.
We've all been sort of doing adult stuff.
Oh.
So it's quite, yeah, no.
Evie's like, what? What's
wink,
adult
wink.
Stuff? I haven't been doing
adult
that.
Adult is in, like, as a,
doing the
as
dishes,
a grown-up person.
As a grown-up. Yeah,
as a grown-up.
Who
no,
pays bills.
Like, I think we've all been doing some other things. Like, people have moved out. People have started their masters. I've just started TAFE.
Yeah.
Caitlin moved out. Sorry. Caitlin moved out.
I finished uni out. And now you guys start uni. Sucked in. Actually, Ronnie, you've been consistently been doing
it. I finished and I started.
Ronnie just exists in
and
uni.
I only... Yeah, I do.
Academia.
This year, I'm only going to be at the uni because I work full time there as well.
Love this. Love
so
this.
So it's from work at uni to uni. At the same uni.
Yay.
I love that.
To sleeping on the floor at that uni.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm considering putting like a mattress underneath my desk.
Yeah.
Because I have an office, so
we'll
might
get there.
As well.
It'll
we'll
have to go. Adulting.
Yeah.
You have an office.
You know what else has been happening?
What's been happening?
The week in gaming news.
Yes.
Oh, what a segue.
Oh,
yeah.
Take that.
Yeah, push and play. Three,
damn.
Two.
This week in gaming news, EA FIFA pro streamer gets banned. Kurt Fennick, Kurt0411, has been kicked from FIFA competition last year. However, abusive and threatening behaviour still followed. Fennick has had a rocky relationship with EA and was banned in November 2019 for persistent abusive behaviour toward the company during live streams as well as on social media. After he was banned, this behaviour continued from Fennick's supporters and FIFA community social media accounts were hacked. Fennick showed little remorse for the situation in a video addressing his ban in 2019. Fennick says in this video that anyone who plays video games has shouted slurs at their opponents, especially in FIFA. The difference is I have a live camera. Due to Fennec showing no intention to change his behaviour, EA not only banned him from FIFA competitions, but also from all EA games and services. Since then, Fennec has stated that he isn't going to go away quietly. Hopefully, EA can find a resolution to this situation before it gets more out of hand. Overwatch League matches cancelled due to the coronavirus. Not long after cancelling matches in China, Blizzard has now postponed another 3 weeks of Overwatch League games, only this time in South Korea. This comes after the continuous spread of COVID-19, also known as coronavirus. The Overwatch League has made an official announcement on Twitter, stating, "In order to protect the health and safety of our players, fans and staff, we are cancelling plans to host Overwatch League 2020 matches in South Korea in weeks 5, 6 and 7, including the Seoul Dynasty home event. The Seoul Dynasty event was to be hosted on the 7th and 8th of March, however has been postponed indefinitely, as South Korea has the highest amount of coronavirus cases outside of China. Overwatch League isn't the only esports event suffering from the potential threat of the virus. League of Legends League has postponed week 2 of the LPL, and PUBG cancelled its first major event of the year. Of course, all of this is to ensure the health and safety of the players and fans." Screen Queensland is going to fund more video games. Screen Queensland is going to open a new round of funding for studios with up to $50,000 per grant. Queensland has been supporting local games since 2013 with a good record of success for developers. Screen Queensland has funded games such as Damsel, Speaking Simulator, Blueberry, as well as upcoming games such as Unpacking. For developers looking to apply for a grant, there will be a link on the Zed Games Facebook page with all the details at zedgamesau. That's all this week in gaming news.
Ooh. Hello. Interesting week in news.
What's happening?
Yeah, there is a lot happening.
So much happening.
What's...
people avoiding getting sick, people getting banned, and money for the grabs.
I love Woo-hoo. Money.
It's interesting, really. Fuse it all together, yeah. What do you get?
Yeah. Yep, life.
The new indie game that's getting that grant.
I love it.
We were just saying how excited we are for Unpacking.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so excited for Unpacking.
We had Ren on the show last year, got to chat with her.
Oh, she's so nice.
She's so lovely, and I'm actually just keen for that game. It just looks like a great zen time.
Were you there at Game On?
Game
Caitlin?
On, that's what it was
no.
called.
No.
They were showcasing it there. It was absolutely beautiful. Aww. It was very fun
yeah,
to play.
It was yeah, house. So yeah. much fun.
I played the little demo that they had. It's so
oh.
good.
Very like...
I got stickers.
So, so good.
Someone with OCD is quite satisfying to play.
Oh, 100%.
It's like, yeah. ooh, decorating, putting my things in places.
You know how you get those ads for those like home interior design
yes.
games?
Yes,
it's
yeah.
like that, but...
real.
Yeah.
Not just an ad.
Really cool.
You actually do have to put things in places.
Well, all those,
and
like,
so
you know,
cute.
Drag games, like the ads. Yeah. I'm going to rant about mobile game ads. Sorry, Cringy, if you're listening. But
how many times have we done this?
Many times. But, yeah, those ads lie. Like, you see, like, they oh, drag here and organise it. And really, it's just like a...
And you're like,
oh,
that sounds
yes.
perfect. That sounds like something I want.
And then I end
you
up
click
playing
on it,
them
and then
like
you're like,
months.
Why is there no money in my bank account?
Yeah.
What happened?
Me.
Or,
yeah.
You think it's
no
going to be like a puzzle, like all the Gardenscape ones.
Yes.
You're like, yeah, it's going to be a really cool puzzle for me to do, or I get to, I'm presented with all of these really cool problems, and then it's not that.
It's just a
but
match
I did play
through.
Gardenscapes for far too long.
So did I. I played it for way too long until they were like, hey, do you want to pay to continue? I was like,
no.
Didn't you guys review it on here?
I'm pretty probably. Sure that was a review.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun, though.
It looks
but
fun.
It just gets to the point where
it
it's
was
like,
fun.
Give us money. And like,
no.
Well,
I mean,
you
I
know.
Don't have to give.
There's grants available now for, you know, local Queensland devs looking to make more games that irritate you like that.
Cool.
Really? Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll just crack out that dusty
Where,
degree I have.
We're actually going to be reviewing one of those local games soon.
Yay!
Yeah, so
we're excited.
Obviously, it's Speaking Simulator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so here for this.
I'm keen.
Yeah,
I'm very keen.
Yeah.
So strange.
But while we're on the topic of the news, yes. I just want to talk about the Overwatch League cancelling some matches. In South Korea. I mean, I'm pretty upset because I follow the Overwatch League.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a bit like,
it is upsetting.
Oh, and they also had a Soul Dynasty event in Seoul.
Seoul.
And I'm like, oh, there's 3 weeks where I'm missing out. But I understand.
Yeah.
That.
It's
public health and safety is more important than my love of esports.
It's affecting all industries, so it's fine. Like the unis. I don't know the numbers, but lots of like the enrollment has dropped so much because they're not getting all of their international students because of the travel ban.
Oh wow! But people are being pushed into quarantine for like a couple of weeks when
they
come in.
Yeah. 2 weeks. So. And there are higher bans as well and all of that because companies just can't afford
it. Actually, one of my neighbors, I caught up with them in the hallway about catching the elevator, and she's like, "Oh yeah, if you see someone strange coming into my apartment over the next couple of weeks, it's because it's being house sat while I go visit my daughter in Wuchang." She's like, I'm a little worried.
Wuhan,
yeah. She's like, I'm going there.
Oh my God.
With my husband for 2 weeks. We're visiting our daughter in Hong Kong and we're meeting up there. And she's like, we're a bit worried at the moment because that's where the coronavirus first started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like,
I thought there was
a
travel ban.
That's what I thought. But they weren't there for 2 weeks and there was a different lady sort of house sitting. So it was. But they came back. Totally fine.
Oh, okay.
They should be quarantining
themselves
as well, though. Yeah. Like that's the big thing. Is that
I'm just
meant
not
to
touching any of the buttons with my bare hand in the
at the moment. It's meant to be a self quarantine, which is kind of the problem about it. Because if I know anybody, I know that people don't quarantine themselves when they're sick.
The government should be giving you money to like order Uber Eats for just 2 weeks. Yeah, that's great. Honestly, you know, if you self quarantine,
I can't go to work. I can't go out because I could be a carrier. Please give me food.
Yeah.
Just dump it at the door. Don't even like let the dude stand there because then he could be infected.
I don't want to see anyone.
Sort of play game. I'm in my pants. Don't open the door.
Just knock and run.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even knock.
They'll just leave a little note. Sorry, we missed you.
And just to freak them out more, you could just start coughing as you open the door.
Yeah.
Oh, don't care very much. I was gonna say as well. I did read online, so I think it's true, but. Grain of
everything
salt.
You read online is true.
Apparently, the Animal Crossing version of the Switch
has been delayed
due to coronavirus.
It's just the distribution of them. I think it is only delayed. It's not like they've cancelled
it. Still coming.
So everything that's already been planned to ship out, I think, has been shipped out.
Nice.
Yeah. So it has
still
to be
coming
from a certain date.
Hold on.
Just a little while longer.
Hold on.
I'm ready.
It's coming.
I'm so
everyone
ready.
Hang in there. You can still get the game. Just wait a little bit longer for the Switch.
Oh, it's not the game itself.
It's just the Switch. I pre-ordered the game.
You guys are looking so intensely at me like...
You have no idea how ready we are.
Give us so much. Da-da. I wish they... Can they release the Joy-Cons separately?
I want them to.
They're releasing the Joy-Cons and the dock separately, guys.
Yes, they are.
I just want the Joy-Cons. They're just so beautiful.
When it first came out, everyone was like,
Because Switch!
Yeah.
It was originally that they weren't going to do that.
They are now.
Woohoo!
Because the aesthetic of like the black and the teal. I'm like,
I need that pastel in my life.
I need those Joy-Cons.
Now I hope they come out with more pastels.
Joy-Cons. Damn it.
Yeah.
So much money I have to spend on games.
So much
don't have.
It's the worst.
It's horrible.
Trust.
Yeah.
Speaking of games, Caitlin and I are going to educate Millie and Rani.
I don't need an education, mate.
You don't need no education?
I need an edumacation.
Okay, all right. We're gonna just talk then, and you're going to sit silently. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, Dad.
I'll take notes.
Tell you about our experience playing...
Spaking Simulator.
Spaking Simulator.
By Can Apple Games.
I love it.
Well, not really in this game.
You speak? No, I'm just on radio every week. It's fine.
What is speech?
So no, you can't speak.
So on the weekend, I went over to Evie's place, and Evie was like, "We're gonna play this game. It's made by some local devs, a company called Affable Games, and it's called Speaking Simulator. I was like, sure, yeah, cool. I don't know anything about this.
Have no preconception.
I honestly, yeah, cool, let's go, let's do it. Oh, this game is cooked. but in the best possible way. It is so funny.
So I think there's like a combination of like, you're disturbed and like captivated.
Yeah.
It's like,
awe.
And then you also.
Awe, that's what that awe. Is.
You're like, yeah. Disturbed as an awe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're like,
We're going to do some faces, okay? So just bear with us. The face is this.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take a photo of that. We'll put that up. Yeah.
So basically, with Speaking Simulator, the concept is you are a human robot. You're a robot that looks like a human that has been designed by aliens.
Yes, been designed by aliens to...
Been designed by aliens to infiltrate the human race.
Yes.
Cool, love it.
Starting with just a really boring basic office job. Which is amazing. So,
and you've got to go under the radar of suspicion, right? Yeah. So there's this bar of called suspicion, and if it goes red, you've given away. Basically, you have to start again with each particular level.
Yep. Yes.
How would you describe the game in terms of its gameplay?
It's actually really difficult.
So funny.
It's difficult, but the way it works, you. As you might have guessed by the title, Speaking Simulator, control the mouth and other parts of the face.
The tongue, the lips.
The eyebrows, where your eyes are looking. So you start out with just control of the tongue.
Inside, and the size of the mouth.
Yeah, and the mouth. So you can move the mouth sort of
narrower
out.
And open.
Yeah.
More open, yeah.
And then the tongue, you've got to press buttons that are inside the mouth to make the speaky talk sounds.
Yeah.
And you've got to move the tongue inside. Yeah. So there's basically two fields of view in each level. At the very bottom of the screen, there's dialogue, which is what you're trying to complete, is that sentence.
Thank God, because you literally can't understand what the thing is
saying. You don't really know what you're saying.
80% of the time.
So funny.
And the left-hand side of the screen is like... You can see into the mouth from the side of the head of this robot human.
Oh, yes.
And there's a tongue. There's two buttons on the roof of the mouth and one at the bottom of the mouth under the tongue.
Yeah.
And you have to move the Joy-Con, because we played on Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You have to move the Joy-Con joystick on the left-hand side, the left-hand joystick, to move the tongue onto press the green light button in the mouth. And the tongue moves.
Yeah.
It's quite violent.
Yes. It's also the single most difficult friggin' thing I've ever done in my life. Just pressing a button with a tongue. The tongue is like, I'll go out of the mouth.
It will knock teeth out and teeth will start flying around the room. It's really...
Teeth, you're literally sitting there on a date with Karen from HR.
Literally.
Talking to her and your teeth are falling out of your mouth because your tongue so violently smashes into them as you attempt to get your words out. You just attempt. And all the things that this robot says are hilarious as well because it's like...
I don't think anyone needs any context for what you just said.
It's exactly what a robot would say.
So
for the date example, like he says, like you've got really symmetrical features or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, aw. Like something like that. Like it's.
Aww.
He says, things like, oh, I love human drinks and human things. Like it's real cheese.
Yeah.
Super cheese.
But it's
fantastic.
So
the dialogue is amazing. It's hilarious. It's really brilliantly done because. Yes. Yeah, that left-hand side, you're controlling the tongue. The right-hand side, you're controlling how wide you open your mouth and
how... make the noises.
So, like...
Meow,
bringing your mouth into, like, how you grow your whistle. Yeah, that's kind of what the game sounds like where you're playing it. Will was playing as well. He was there, and he was really good at it.
He was good at it.
He was very good at it. Yeah, I feel like I was a bit of, like, in between... Caitlin and Will in terms of good at it.
Oh,
and Caitlin was just like panicking.
Excuse me, I got through a whole level by myself.
Actually,
and I
you
was
got
so
really good
proud.
At that.
And that
end.
Was so the further you get into the game, you need more things to complete each level. So you get control of more things on the face. So I completed a level where I was A, moving the tongue to press the buttons and smash teeth. B, moving the mouth itself. C, maintaining eye contact or Less eye contact when it was getting creepy that I was just staring.
Acceptable eye contact.
D, moving the eyebrows up and down, either together or independently. What was the other one?
Smiling or not smiling.
Smiling or not smiling. The tone of the voice. That was all the things I had to control to form a sentence. And it was so hard. I was sat there like
difficult.
Yelling, like trying to do all of these things. And you've got a certain amount of time as well as a time limit to get your syllables out. It was really hard. And
I sounds like a really stressful uni assignment.
It can be really stressful. It is the epitome of multitasking in a lot of ways. But something that's quite profound, surprisingly, in this game, given how cheesy it is and how, I guess, crazy it seems that you're controlling the mouth and face of a person. But it made me realize how much is actually happening in our faces and what we're thinking of subconsciously all the time.
Yeah, I was sitting there like, this isn't this hard. It's not that hard.
Me yelling at this TV right now. Not that hard.
Look, we make mouth sounds every day.
I was watching someone play it, because I haven't played it yet. But just like watching someone use their tongue and everything, I realized I was sitting there going,
like moving your tongue
with them and going like, and like moving my mouth. I'm like, oh god, your mouth really does.
Also, I can't move my eyebrows, so that's discrimination.
How dare they?
#Botox.
One of my favorite things is watching gamers lose control of their face when they're concentrating on games. Because I used to be in the Smash scene quite a bit. Streamers, and one of the things that would always happen is the boys would sit there with their mouths open.
Yes.
And then gawking at the screen. Yeah.
But one of the things they used to do is sometimes they'd end up with their tongue on the inside of their cheek and they wouldn't know, and you just, oh, it just looks so bad.
I don't know if I have a gaming face, but I know that I have a guitar playing face.
Oh, no. Oh, bass face, though.
Bass face.
No, I'll be playing, like, the guitar, and I'll just be, like, playing around, playing melodies. I'm not playing anything specific. And Nat will just look at me and be like, babe, why are you sticking your tongue out like that? My tongue, like, hangs out in front of my face. Like,
so mascara face. So my putting mascara on.
The mascara face.
Mouth open.
My concentration when I'm playing games, especially if I have a controller, is I perch.
Oh,
so I'll be sitting in my chair,
like
just
a bird,
like squatting, and just like, yeah.
I'm just taking a photo of this moment so I can share with everyone.
A lot does go into moving our faces, guys.
It really does.
Game really brings awareness back to that.
Yeah, I was just noticing how much, like, I sit with, like, half my face, like, on my hand.
Yeah.
There's, like, a leg on the table. I'm like, what am I doing? This is so uncomfortable, but I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I put myself into some of the strangest positions when I'm playing games. Mood. Like, leg over arm.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was upside down at one point, like, playing The Witcher.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah,
this is good.
Sounds right.
Because you just get sick of sitting in the same spot, but also you can't leave whatever game you play.
The Supreme Man Spread is also one of my favorites, when you're just like, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, speaking simulator, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
It is great.
It's
fun.
Not boring by any means, and it's definitely not, at least, you know, like, I wouldn't say that it's so challenging that no one could play straight up and get sort of like a gist of it. It's a couple of things you've got to manage to begin with. You also have some upgrading systems so you can access more control of the face, and the narrative is hysterical. Absolutely
so
hilarious
nice.
Dialogue.
So
fantastic game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud to be in a city with Affable Games because I love it.
And hopefully,
what platforms can we play it on?
Hopefully, we might get the guys that have been working on it.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it's on PC and Switch.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, yep. So you should definitely check that out.
Things.
It's 100%.
It's great. It's Brisbane. Perfect. It's local. And hey, guys, if I can play it, anyone can.
If you can,
I don't know. I
beg
to differ. I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna be like,
Caitlin.
I couldn't do it.
Hard mode. Easy mode for life.
Hard but fun. Also, you feel so accomplished when you've completed a level. So, get on it.
I love that satisfaction.
Yeah.
So, I got some more indie cool stuff to talk about now.
We're like the terrible twins over
Sorry.
Here. Just like, woohoo.
I'm scared.
Ron is like, I'll hide.
I'm just going to go be a gremlin in the corner.
I'll just slide the faders down while
No.
Okay.
Sorry, Dad.
So I'm going to be be talking about Coffee Talk. Hi. Also, a talk speaking simulator. I don't know. Oh, I just thought there was like some kind of correlation there between speaking games and dialogue games.
I love a good segue. Let's dig a Skyro. Tell me, Evie.
They're also both indie games. So teach me. Pull this out. Anyway, Coffee Talk is developed by Toga Productions, and the music is by Andrew Jeremy. It was released. It was released on the 30th of January 2020, so it's only
it's new,
brand new game,
very new.
And I played it on the Switch.
More Switch games.
It's an interactive story adventure indie talking simulator game, right? So that's sort of like break that down a little bit. Coffee Talk
break
is
it down now.
Is basically
sorry.
Coffee Talk is a beautifully designed 2D pixel game where you play as the barista in a cafe that's seemingly only ever open at night, and it's called Coffee Talk.
I love that. I need one of those.
It's a stunning game. I love this. As the barista, you follow the lives of many individuals who enter the cafe. It's set in the rainy U.S. city of Seattle in 2020.
Ooh. Aww, that's pretty.
It's nice. It's really lovely. The world is a little different, though. Most of the characters that you're introduced to and that you meet and you listen to the stories of are either elves, orcs, vampires, humans,
or something else.
I love something else.
Many other things to discover. I'm not going to give away too much.
I need this.
Throughout this wonderfully written narrative, you discover the different reasons, like the central reason why there's these supernatural elements, and that's because it helps represent the ethnic differences in our world.
Oh.
So this is basically sort of, I guess, opened a door for the devs, Toga Productions, to actually go, let's talk about racial differences, stereotypes, biases, and such in a safe environment.
I can tell you so many things.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely beautiful how they sort of covered topics of adversity and differences and relationships and struggles that people face in a really, I guess, safe and sort of laid-back way, because it's very safe. This Coffee Talk cafe is very like, it's a safe place, and you're the barista, you are also the owner, and you facilitate this sort of warm environment for people to have a nice cold, like warm beverage on a cold day, and it's lovely. It's super cute, and it starts off on the 22nd of September, and every single day that you open the coffee shop you get a newspaper, and the newspaper is called The Evening Whisperer.
Ooh.
And it tells you like the update on what's been going on around the world. Sometimes it's relevant to some of the stories of the customers that come in, sometimes not so much, but and then you have your first customer of the day, and every single day Freya comes in. Now Freya is a young journalist, and she writes short stories and reports for the local paper, The Evening Whisperer. And she basically is kind of like your best friend or the closest person that you're with in the game. You have a bit of playful banter, you always have chit chat, but you also sort of help her write her new novel. And her novel is her chronicling the stories of the people that come into Coffee Talk.
Oh, cute.
So it's very sweet, yeah. In terms of like, I guess that's sort of the gist of the narrative, is you meet new people, there's lots of little stories that you get to know and so on, and you get to know Freya better. But in terms of the gameplay, it's super cruisy. It is the cruisiest game. There's absolutely no pressure to do anything at any certain time. It's just you read the dialogue, you get invested. People come in and they go, hey, can I get a coffee? Can I have this, this, and this? You have a little barista machine, and then you also have a shelf. You can select all the ingredients you want. The coolest thing is you can make latte art.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you have a latte art section. And you sort of use, I played on the Switch, and you can use like the left and right triggers to turn the cup and pour the milk. And you can make, I'm terrible at it, but you can, it's really cool. You can make little latte art for people if they are asking for things that involve milk, I suppose. You can make latte art, but it's very clever.
Sounds so fun.
You can make, you know, you get lots of ingredients, green tea, ginger, mint. Cinnamon. You get all this different stuff. You can make lots of different things. Discover new recipes. You have like a recipe book, and you just get to enjoy a whole bunch of dialogue. And you can stop the dialogue whenever you want, and play around with coffee, or just continue listening to dialogue.
Oh my god.
Some of the other features which are really cool is that you have basically a mobile phone, which you as the owner. The owner is Evie, because that's the name I put in. Evie would get out her phone, and in there is like I think it's called. Tomodachil, which is basically the Facebook of this universe. So the more stories you hear, the more information you get on each character in your Facebook, essentially.
Oh.
So you learn more about the connections you make meeting at the coffee talk. You have Brewpad. There's also the Evening Whisperer has an app for news stories. So if you missed the news at the beginning, you can check the app and see what the news was.
Oh, so
also, there's an autoplay feature. So you autoplay the dialogue, so you don't have to sit there smashing A.
Oh, yes.
It's fantastic. Because I literally was like, oh, there's so much dialogue, which I love. I love the story. I love it's very interesting. Mm. But I'm sick of pushing A. So I took the Joy-Cons off and propped it up outside having a tea, and it was rainy on Sunday.
Oh.
And I just put autoplay on, and it was just like sitting outside drinking coffee, like watching the dialogue. It was really good. It's just really lovely. It's a very warm feeling about it. And the music's phenomenal. The music is by Andrew Jeremy, and all of it. So if you can think of cafe lounge music,
mm-hmm.
picture that.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine 2-bit arcade music.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Sort of have a bit of a fusion of that.
Oh.
So it's like this chill.
Any for us?
I am. I will be playing some music. If you're listening to the podcast, it will be in the background right now.
Oh,
but
all the more reason to listen to our show, yeah.
It's super chill, it's super relaxed. Also, the music is conveniently on the you as the player on your phone. You have an app called Shuffled, which basically I guess is a bit like a Spotify music streaming service.
Nice.
And it has the whole Coffee Talk Chill and Smile soundtrack.
Oh.
You can pause, skip, or select a specific song from Andrew Jeremy's from this whole game to play while you're watching and reading the dialogue. So you can choose at any moment what song you want to play from his playlist, and that there's a lot of songs in there, so it's fantastic. Such a relaxing experience.
I need this game.
Yeah, I'm heavily into everything you're
gonna
laying
get
down
it.
Here.
Honestly, I think I'm going to go home and buy it.
Yeah.
It's overall, it's like this perfect daydream. Like, the game is a daydream. It's something that, that's the playlist right there.
Oh, it's
there.
On Spoofy.
Yeah, it's on Spotify. you can also purchase the soundtrack on Steam. So it's wonderful. It's homey. It's cozy. Perfect game to play if you're like, oh, it's raining and it's cold and I want a tea or a coffee.
I need a couple.
I'm going to play it so much.
Also, there's so much narrative. I've played for maybe 5-6 hours and I'm maybe only a fifth of the way through.
Wow.
So it's like a book. It's a lot happening.
So do you solve people's problems, or you're just listening to their problems?
You don't. You only provide... advice or make comment that's preset. You don't get to choose.
Yeah.
It's not sort of branching narrative so much.
Oh, okay.
But you do...
That's still nice, though.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of... I feel a bit like... Because it's a talking simulator game, it's sort of taking control for you, which is sort of relaxing and from a gaming experience. This is the sort of game that you want to chill and you just want to zone out and you just want to enjoy stories and have... somewhat of engagement and interaction that isn't, you know, solely weighted on you for the outcome of the game, if that makes sense. Like, if I stuff up latte art, which I do a lot, and I also stuff up orders, the game is incredibly forgiving. Customers are like, don't worry about it. I like it anyway. Or they're or they'll be like, actually, could I have another one if that won't trouble you? Like, everyone's really polite. At least in so far through the story that I've read, everything is just really relaxed. Mm. It's lovely, beautiful, absolutely beautiful game. Aww. I cannot express my love for Toga Productions. I actually think...
What?
It looks like it's available on the PlayStation.
Yes, it's also available on PS4. It is on PC, so Mac and Microsoft, PS4,
that's
Xbox
Mac
One,
too.
And
I love these people.
Xbox One and Nintendo Switch. So
it's on everything, guys.
Yes! Yes. Love it. Absolutely love it.
I just looked up the price, and on Steam and Switch, because they're the ones that I have.
Switch is slightly more?
No, actually.
No?
It's $13, so it's $12.99.
Wow.
That's
US.
I think that's US.
Oh, US. I'm pretty sure that's US.
$13
US.
I was like,
still
that's good.
18 is still damn good.
It
for
is.
A nice
yeah.
game.
It is very good, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Especially on the Switch.
Mm. I implore you to get it, especially if you... Like, I've not played, actually, many interactive narrative games, but this is one of the first ones, and I implore you, if you're looking to branch out into different genres of games, this one may be piquing your interest, I definitely encourage it, because it's beautiful.
Well, my interest is piqued.
Yeah, very much so.
Piqued interest!
This isn't a very far limb for me to go out on, though, not gonna lie.
It's made
this
me look
is
at other
right up my alley.
So.
Yeah. I do love a good story, so I'm yes. here for this.
Yeah. Wonderful. Guys, it's come to the end of our time.
No.
Already? I know.
We've had such a good chat.
We really have.
Love it.
A good coffee talk. I'm
we
sorry.
Had a good coffee talk.
Where's my latte art, Evie?
Just oh, Evie?
Don't ask
we
me.
We can't have drinks in the studio.
True.
Imaginary teacups.
Tea party.
Tea party.
We love a
Let's
tea party.
Let's do that, actually.
Oh, I'd love a tea 100%. Party, honestly.
Oh, I should
Evie,
just...
can we come to your place and have a tea party?
Yeah, of course.
Woohoo!
Yay! We can all sit and watch the dialogue of Coffee Talk and have tea.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can we have some cake, too?
I'll bake
someone else bring cake. I'm providing the location.
Yeah, we're not going to say bake the cake, Evie. I'm just saying, can we have some cake there?
We are saying, buddy.
Can
we
have some cake? Well, if anyone would actually like to look at the full review of Coffee Talk, it will be up on the Facebook page on Friday and on our website at ZEDGamesAU. Also, the news will be posted there. We're actually posting a lot every week, so if you'd like to see what's going
Thanks,
on,
Thanks, Will.
We'll be there.
And Evie.
And yeah. Evie. Well, I'm working so hard for you to listen to us, people.
I love you.
We love you.
Very, very much. We just All right. talk.
Yeah. We just come in here and go,
I call them and I'm like, I need voices. Would you like to be one?
We're like, yeah, we have that.
I am.
On our way.
Yeah. I'm coming. I'm late, but I'm coming.
I can word structure a sentence.
I love words.
It's been lovely chatting to everyone today and talking about local indie games and other indie games and playing indie game music. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Want to listen to more Zed Games? Check out our podcast on Spotify or follow us on
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which is at ZEDGamesAU to get behind-the-scenes action,
sneak peeks into reviews, and, of course, lots of memes.